This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Down south in Fremont, a high schooler is being honored tonight as one of the nation's top environmentalists. The student is Linnea Shuck, and her work has taken place at a wildlife refuge along the bay. Shuck created a junior ranger program at the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge in Alviso, and she's made a how-to guide on how to help the country's 554 other wildlife refuges start their own. Tonight, Shuck and five others will receive the Brower Youth Award from the Earth Island Institute, an award named after David Brower, an environmentalist who helped create the Point Reyes National Seashore and other nature preserves around the state and the country. But first, Linnea Shuck joined KALW's Ben Trefney in studio.
What is the work that you have done that got you this honor?
So I'm the founder and creator of a program called the Junior Refuge Ranger program, where kids can come to the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge and learn all about what we do, why we're here, and also some really important environmental concepts. They go on habitat hikes, birding expeditions, they do lab activities, and they have a lot of fun. And after each activity, they earn a wildlife collector's card, which features one of the animals that we have on the refuge and has some really cool facts on the back, and they really like that.
So we're sitting in a studio right now, and it's kind of, you know, gray and boring looking, but what does it look like and feel like to be out there on the refuge?
So when you step out on the refuge, it's like going into another world. It's so awesome. There's marshland as far as you can see, pools that are colored with deep reds, emerald greens, and that's the marsh. And you're seeing hundreds of pelicans, and we have hundreds of white pelicans that nest on a certain island at our refuge. And, you know, you walk down the trail a little farther, and you see a beautiful slough with tule and all these types of waterfowl. It's an amazing place, and I would suggest that everyone go and visit a wildlife refuge. There's one within an hour's drive of nearly every major city.
So when kids take part in the program that you designed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do they do? Like, kids show up? How many kids show up, and what happens?
So there's a lot of different ways that the program works. One is the sort of traditional manner where kids can come to the refuge, and they pick up an activity adventure guide, and they go and complete all the different activities.
Is that a little pamphlet or something? They have
a
pencil?
Exactly. And they get to do stuff like interview rangers. It has a little bird guide where they can go outside and try to compare and find the different types of birds. And so that's one part of it. And they can do it on their own. Or we also offer group junior refuge ranger programs where kids, about 15 kids or so, come for each session, and we all do group activities together. And we have a lot of interactive models that they get to work with. They get to do lab experiments and a lot of group collaborative activities that model what's happening on a larger scale in our environment. So the next session for that is going to be November 1st.
So this seems like it's really interactive. Did they have programs like this before you got involved?
They have a lot of programs for kids, but this is the program that is really, I'm hoping to connect all of the different refuges in the United States. That's my vision, just so that kids can go to every single refuge and be a junior refuge ranger at all those refuges, learning why that specific refuge, you know, what it's there to protect, and what they can do about it.
How many are there?
There are over 560 refuges in the United States.
How many have you been to?
I have been to 3.
What are they like?
Each one is different, unique, and absolutely amazing. I went up to San Pablo the other day, and it is just gorgeous. The bay, you can go right up to the shore, and each one has its unique habitats. Lots of different ones have different endangered species that they're protecting. And specifically here in the Bay Area, we're located along something called the Pacific Flyway, which I described to the kids as like a highway for birds, and we're the rest stop on the highway. So on the bird's trip all the way from Alaska down to Mexico, we're right in the middle. So the birds stop here, they rest and recharge, so we have millions of birds coming through our refuge every single day.
So it seems like a quite an ambitious goal to replicate what you did at the Don Edwards Wildlife Refuge, mm-hmm. which in and of itself is a pretty big thing for a teenager to do. But then you're looking at spreading that to over 500 other refuges. What makes you think that you could do that on such a scale? Because I think for a lot of people, that would seem intimidating.
It is definitely possible. I've created a how-to kit with a manual that basically all refuges have to do is drop in their own information and they can create their own junior refuge ranger program. We've already had 9 refuges requesting our materials, so it's definitely spreading and it's going to happen.
That's Linnea Shuck speaking with KALW's Ben Trefney. Shuck is a senior at Mission San Jose High School in Fremont, and she's being honored tonight as one of the nation's top young environmentalists by the Earth Island Institute. For more information about her work and the award, go to KALW.org and click on Cross Currents.